Human societies have always built great monuments to celebrate their values. The Egyptians had their pyramids. Medieval Europeans had their great cathedrals. For 20th century Americans, it was the skyscraper that best embodied the power and progress that defined their era. Today, the undisputed king of American skyscrapers is the Empire State Building, the soaring Art Deco behemoth that opened its doors 75 years ago this week. It's difficult to tell from the street at the base of the 381-meter-tall Empire State Building just how monumental a structure it really is. But you know it even before you ride its elevators to the top. In fact, as soon as you step inside the marble-clad lobby with its Art Deco grillwork, fantastical chrome ornamentation, and triumphalist art, it's clear that this is a landmark, a building like no other in the world. Lydia Ruth, the Empire State Building's public relations director, knows she is a world-famous treasure to work with. She points to the countless films in which it has played a leading role, from King Kong to Sleepless in Seattle to Independence Day.
Whenever any movie or television show wants to say they're being filmed in New York and they do that establishing shot, they always show the Empire State Building. It's kind of the spirit of New York.
But the special quality of the building is about more than its height or even its place in popular entertainment. Lydia Ruth says she's just as impressed by the engineering, the workmanship, and the sheer pluck that went into the building's construction. The Empire State Building was erected during the depths of the Great Depression, for most a time of gloom, not optimism and daring. Its construction was also a logistical tour de force that took only 1 year and 45 days to complete, a world record.
I don't think you can get a piece of furniture made in a year and 45 days now. They actually installed a little rail line around the building to deliver the materials. We got marble from Italy. All the limestone came from one quarry out in Indianapolis that they still call the Empire State Building Quarry. They were good quality materials. There was no shoddy workmanship at all that went into this building. And I think that's why it stands as such a testament to engineering and to people's ingenuity.
The Empire State Building, of course, is also a busy workplace, filled with travel agencies and photo studios, barbershops, garment factories, and other enterprises. More than 850 tenants employ over 9,000 people. The most senior occupant is 96-year-old Jack Broad of the Empire Diamond Corporation on the 76th floor. He moved in July 1931, 2 months after the building opened. He has seen its best times and its worst times. He vividly recalls the day in 1945 when a B-25 bomber got lost in a fog and crashed into the 79th floor.
The building became like a torch. As soon as it burned out, the building looked intact, except the plane was still sticking into the building.
Like many of the Empire State Building's loyal tenants, Broad says he finds great joy in his daily contact with the building and its unique vistas.
I love the building, and I love coming to work and looking out at the view that I get from my window. On a clear day, I can see for 100 miles. It's superb in every way. People say, when are you going to retire? My answer, when they plant me.
The talk of height has made me eager for the view from the top, one of the only places in New York where one cannot see the Empire State Building. In the classic elevator that takes me there, Tony, the operator, sums up his job.
I've been going up and down like a yo-yo. So that's about it. Right now you are coming to the 102nd floor. This is the top of the world in New York.
Thanks, Tony.
You can see everything.
No postcard or film can prepare the visitor for the awesome 360-degree view from the Empire State Building's observation deck. It's a view enjoyed by an estimated 4 million tourists each year from all over the world, all of them surely as wide-eyed as this group is.
It's very beautiful to see the whole city. It's very romantic.
Do you have anything like this in Germany?
No. Everything is smaller. Not so high.
It's very spectacular, you know, to see the sights and be able to see the Statue of Liberty.
You got the Chrysler Building and you got the Brooklyn Bridge, Central Park, and you got downtown as well, the Financial District.
It's breathtaking, really. It's hard to describe it, and it just shows you how big the world really is.
The Empire State Building is 75 years old on May 1st. I'm Adam Phillips.